Welcome back to Make It Weird, Dog Stuff and Occasional Nonsense. I'm Sienna.
And I'm Steph.
Wow.
And we have a Patreon and a Buy Me a Coffee.
What's that?
I don't know, but someone told me to set them up, and I did, like, 4 months ago, and then I forgot to tell anyone they existed.
Right. That's not like you. That's highly irregular.
You write down, that's like, off-brand. All of the things that, like, I do, and that I forget what the name of this podcast is when I recommend it to clients.
Yeah, that's really
funny. You said I have to promote some of my stuff. I just said we have those.
And I'm proud of you. Thank you. Where can I find these?
The only place they actually exist is in the link tree on the TikTok that is not in this name.
Mm-hmm. So did you say that aloud just now and you went, did.
Yeah, actually, as I said it aloud. It could have been different.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I think 2024 is the year that I get good at marketing.
No, this is the thing we discussed. That doesn't have to be a goal. How about 2024 is the year, though, that you tell me and I can try and become better at marketing? Because I just
told you we had those.
Okay. Do you want to do a segment first?
I was sure I told you when I made them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, like you
did. I tell you when I made the merch? I think I told you, but then
a while after, actually, because I don't have merch and I didn't find out about it till long after.
Huh.
Like, I think I found out about it when you were walking around wearing it and I went, we have merch? And you went, yeah, it's on our website. And I went, okay. Okay. Are we doing a segment? Let's open with a segment.
Okay, but all the segments we came up with.
No, we're going to come up with a new one right now. Okay. On air, live.
What is the segment? You always come up with the segments. You came up with Pack Walk.
I know. I had an idea, though.
Oh,
and I wrote it down a long time ago.
You look like you're scrolling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So while I'm scrolling would be a really good time to talk about our spring trainer development course.
Right, because you decided to put an ad up for that before I pitched it.
What's really funny, in my head personally, you don't ever watch the things that I post. Like, you don't ever.
No.
You do never not see the posts that go up onto the social media ever.
I don't
like,
go
you never
on
say
any
anything
of our social
about
media.
Them. You never put them up. Like, you never.
I just say, good job, Sienna.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, I know you know it's happening, but, like, yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
So I'm how not invested. Fuck, yet you found this one that was posted an hour ago?
No, I found it because it was posted 2 minutes earlier. That was why it popped up. It's because I opened my phone and it happened to be something that you posted a minute ago. And I was like, this, that's me in this video. And then I went, wow, I'm doing a seminar, apparently. And I do actually like the theory that you've gone with is that by you posting it, you and Haley have been asking me to make dates for this for weeks, and I went, I am definitely going to do that, and you posting that really kind of, it really doesn't give me a choice about making dates. You really just boxed me into a little corner there, you little chess master. That's rude.
I did do that.
So I guess I will be picking dates for a trainer seminar that I'm running.
Real soon.
Apparently real soon. Because, yeah, you did say spring seminar TBA. And I was like, spring is very soon.
Well, because I'm like, I can't just say coming soon. That's so open-ended. And then I'm
And that sounds very MLM-y. And we are very anti-MLM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you find your segment?
Yeah. Mm, well, I thought I found the list, but I don't like it. So, how about...
Can we have a segment that's like, what is the best thing one of your clients has done this week?
Sure.
Because I also have one.
Okay. Go first.
They started doing double dog work.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
What's
mm-hmm.
double dog work?
Right. Good point. Thank you. That's a thing. right. I said those words like they made total sense.
They did to me.
Well, yeah. I say weird things and they make sense to you, though. Mm-hmm. So that's weird.
Goes to show my
double dog work mind. Is when you have two dogs and you can work them at the same time and actually do that, but like effectively, because I would like to throw the word effectively in there, because there's lots of people that try and work their dogs at the same time and they are not doing what they think they're doing.
Do you mean like have them both recall at the same time together?
Sort of.
Okay.
But not.
Oh.
I mean getting them to do things separately.
Together. Got it.
Yes, which...
Something like...
I hope that makes sense.
I don't think it does, but roll with it.
Watch our Instagram for examples. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that. They're both training and they can do separate things, but at the same time. So if you say come and both your dogs come, that's two dogs, but they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
If you can get two dogs to work together but do different things, like one stays and one recalls and one does position changes while one sends away, that's double dog work.
And it only gives you a mild heart attack.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, well, one of us has a mild heart attack. One of us has a major heart attack. Guess which one.
That was so rude. I felt very attacked just now because you said one of us, I thought you were going with one of us gets a mild heart attack and one of us is fine or something like that. No, you mean like I get a, not anymore.
Yeah, you've turned a corner.
I did Juvie and Fell for 20 minutes the other night.
You did. I saw it. It was
and
good.
I actually, never mind. I can't include.
As you have another moderate heart attack. What was your best thing for a client this week?
From this week, I would say a client practiced Stranger Danger in the basement. Like that they is awesome. Didn't. They
actually did.
I was like, because you know, you always say, hey, before you worry about like going to different locations or getting other dogs involved or whatever, literally just like have one of you stand in your basement wearing like a raincoat or a mask or something, you know, just like something different. Because this dog is also, this is my murderer that you saw.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah,
lovely.
With the,
and
with
they're,
the yelling.
This was actually like, they're done now.
There was so much yelling.
But like, yeah, like they're lovely. But they actually did it. They like got a Halloween mask and they would do it and shoot and they were like,
and this dog isn't bad, but to be clear, it just sounds
very reactive.
So it sounds like it's coming.
Yes.
Sounds
actually,
murderous.
Actually, she's a sweetheart, but like
but like
sounds like a murderer.
I came out and was like, ooh, and she was like, No, just sounds
I'm like, it's fine.
Like a murderer.
Sounds bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they
I love
actually
that they did
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
they never do that.
No, they don't.
They always go, I'll do the thing. That is like a physical action, like I'll do the sits and I'll do the sends, but they
or
never
like they
do like
the easiest version, but like they took the time, they did it, they worked through it because the dog was having issues with it. So they're like, okay, we had to make it easier. We had to do this and then blah, blah, blah. But like
beautiful.
We worked through it. So that was nice.
That's lovely. Wow.
Wow.
Two client shout outs.
Good
job. Lovely. We love that.
What
you know what? Special mention is the girl that messaged us on Instagram that I don't actually think either of us ever replied to.
No,
and
because I
listened to the podcast and was like,
I'll
hey,
respond tonight, though.
I'm training my dog to go in an MRI machine.
Wicked cool.
Because we were all like, you should train your dog to do new things. And that's very in for 2024. And she messaged us and was like, I can't remember who. I'm sure it's in there. But I read it when it came in and I was like, oh my God. And this person was like, holy shit. I'm training my dog to go in an MRI machine. And I was like, you are phenomenal.
And
so you get special shout out.
Too. She was just like, I know it's not much. Like, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're training your dog to do an MRI to see if they feel.
It
was something,
And not just like to do an MRI because like, I just want my dog.
But like,
to
it's for research. And like, that's really cool. And also, it's not easy to have a dog lay down for 5 minutes in a weird tube.
No.
I can't do that physically myself as a person.
Yeah,
I would have a full on panic. Do they sedate you for an MRI?
No, but they should sedate
you. Because I've been watching a lot of Greys, but I'm like, they don't seem like they do it, but they're just in an emergency, you're going to put me in a box?
I actually think in a non-emergency, I also just put you in the box.
I don't think I could do it, though. Nowadays, no.
Yeah. We've talked about you attempting a float tank, and that's just
that
also
gives me stress.
Yep. Yeah.
But shout out to that person.
Yeah. Phenomenal. So that's like the non-client shout out, because
we don't know you,
but we love you.
We love your energy.
Yeah, we love the energy. That is the 2024 energy we would like everyone to embody. I don't have to train my dog to go on an MRI, but like for science and to better everyone else's dog and to do things,
We
love that. So that was phenomenal. And then I forgot to respond because that's what I do. I don't respond to anything. I half the time don't respond to your text messages and you show up to my house a lot and follow up on them.
That's usually how I get answers.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like just not answering, to be
your
clear.
Fault was making me friends with all your dogs, so now I can just walk into your house.
Yeah. Ah, that's true.
You knew I was in here because of, like, Max's vibe, but he didn't actually yell at me.
He didn't.
And I shit you not, I thought it's weird that you didn't turn around, though, because I come in.
I didn't
and
have
I'm
to.
Standing in the glass doorway, and he runs up to me and stares at me, and I'm just like,
I waved
at him, and then you recalled him, or you said something like, go to bed or whatever, and then he comes back, and then he's just standing there across the living room staring at me, and I'm staring at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and then I'm like, cool, and then I came and sat down, but I'm just like, first off, you didn't turn around, second off, he didn't yell at me, though, which means I could fully intrude in your house, and you'd never know.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Because you text me a lot of things that you want answers to that I don't want to answer.
Do I really? Do I text you those or do I just ask you those because I'm sick of texting them?
Well, no, you've actually completely given up on texting me. You just find me.
Yeah.
Which is probably smart after 4 years. Good learning curve.
Thanks.
Good job. What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
We were going to make a PSA.
Public service announcement.
Yeah, sorry.
About what?
About, not about, but for people with the quote unquote, the nice dogs.
The good boys.
The easy dogs. The good boys.
The good dog energy dogs.
Yeah, the golden retrievers of the world for the most part. Well, okay. We do know a few
that are on the naughty list.
Yeah, the few naughty list golden retrievers.
But the good dogs.
Yeah, the people that go, why wouldn't you just get another dog? Owning dogs is easy. If you've ever said that to yourself, this PSA is for you. Yeah, because there are a lot of people that own difficult dogs. And everybody has their own experience owning dogs. So some people go, I've owned one or two dogs in my life and they've both been easy. And some people own one or two dogs in their life and they're hard. And we love when we see somebody that's like, all the dogs I've ever owned are lovely except for this one. And we're like, how many dogs have you owned in your adult life? And they're like, two. And I'm like, okay, you're actually only batting 50-50. just to be clear.
just wouldn't really brag about that.
Yeah, those odds are not actually what you think they are. But the thing is when you do own the nice dog, the good boys of the world, there are things you can do to make everyone else, like the people that own difficult dogs, you don't just have to stand there and be like, well, that isn't my experience. Owning dogs is easy. That's actually not a helpful contribution. You
also don't have to say things like, my dog's friendly.
Yeah.
But like, my dog's good.
Yeah, you also don't have to say things like, oh, I fixed that by waiting it out, by doing nothing. Because my dog barked at a dog once, so it was reactive too. And you know, I just dealt with it.
Right.
There are just so many things that we don't need to say when they're our own personal experience and they are very anecdotal.
And I love that for you.
Yeah, I do love that that works for you.
And there's things, and this is also just like, no, like, just things that you could do if you're one of those people that, like, for example, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, she's the one who actually told me about this idea. She's just like, you guys should do a podcast on this because, like, she has what I would call, I mean, a little fearful, but like a pretty, he's a nice boy. He's a nice boy.
He's a very nice cat.
He's a very nice cat.
Masquerading as a dog.
He's a monk. He's taken a vow of silence.
Yes. He's
turned into a dog.
Yes.
By a witch.
Yes.
And I fully believe that. But anyway, she was just like, what are things that like I could do with that? Like, let's say I'm on a walk or something and I see a reactive dog.
Yeah.
And like, what could I do? Or like,
because she's just a nice person.
She's a nice person.
If you're just a nice person that has only ever owned nice dogs, like you can actually, can be helpful.
There are ways you could help out a bit.
And not even like helpful, like help with training, but there's just ways that you can like
Make it harder.
Yeah. There are things you can do to not make someone else's life more difficult.
Yeah.
And like, the 2024 theme is like, let's not be a douchebag, right? Oh. So yeah, I think that is going to be my 2024 theme. And I really hope Haley doesn't edit it out.
Which is really funny considering what I've chosen as my 2024 motto. So I don't know if we should ever like.
Yeah, crossing over on that is fun.
It's going to be hard. Because I agree with yours fully.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, there's a lot you can do that it's not necessarily being like, I want to help you with training. I know everything. And there are very neutral things you can do that are just nice things and ways to act around people that are having a difficult time. And again, we love that you never have, or we love that doing one thing
worked
in one way worked for you, or you tried different
you
things and they were few.
Happen,
but again, worked. Dogs are individuals and people are individuals, and they may live a different
folks.
Life than you. Yeah,
we're
right?
We're all unique.
Yeah.
We're like onions.
Are onions all unique?
Well, like, yeah, because there's layers, and sometimes you get one that is the most oniony onion you've ever eaten in your life. Like, you have a little bit, and you go, wow, I've just eaten a whole onion. And then there's some that you're like, wow, this isn't potent at all.
This is new information to me. I don't eat onions.
The onions right now, I don't know what the Alberta farms are doing out there, but
they're
making them
potent?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hits you like it, Donna Brooks.
Horrific.
Yeah.
The least potent onion, I feel, is horrific. So that's so, good to
yeah,
know.
Long story short,
right, we're all back onions. On, wait, yeah, we're all onions, right.
And
I think you wrapped that in there. I don't actually remember how you started there or where we were going.
Because we're all like, unique. So yeah. So we don't need to take our one onion experience to all of us.
Yeah, let's put that on a t-shirt. It's gonna go well. right. So things we can do that are like just nice things.
What are
right?
they?
The first thing is I would be like, take people at their word. So like if you go to someone's house and they go, hey, my dog is in a crate in another room because it doesn't like people. A really good first thing to say would be like, okay, awesome. A really like the opposite end of that spectrum. Not great thing to say would be like, no, let me pet them. Like,
I'm
let them
good
out.
With dogs.
I'm so good with dogs. Dogs love me. If at any point you've ever uttered the words dogs love me, you are not the person that should ever interact with dogs that are having issues or people that are having issues with their dogs because someone's going to slap you one day. And I will fully support that. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is going to be a learning moment for you and maybe them. And I love that.
We do love that.
We do love that.
We love learning.
We do love learning.
Education for all.
Growth. Really. Personal growth.
Evolution.
Yes. So, yeah, if someone says, wow, dogs love me, don't let them near your dog is also the moral of that story. But, yeah, like a really good thing to say is, it like, let's say you go over to somebody's house. There are a lot of dogs that don't do well with people. And there are some people... Or just new situations. There are some people that really struggle with the concept of being like, I've put my dog in a crate in another room. I've put them in another room.
Yeah.
I don't. I go, my dogs are in a crate in that room. Yeah. And they go, let them out. And I go, no. And they go, well, can
but
I see?
But for like a lot of people, that's hard.
Yeah.
Like for a lot of people, that is crossing a big boundary to tell someone, no, you can't touch
my
dog.
Yeah, my favorite full sentence is no. So that's really, really challenging for some people in the first place. To even do that is really challenging because by doing that, you're acknowledging there might be a problem. You're
stressed out about it already.
Yeah, you're probably stressed. Yeah, 100%. So for them to...
Do it is one
do
thing.
Do that and say, hey, I've put my dog away. And they've said what? If they've even bothered to tell you, I don't even bother to tell people why. They just go, where are your dogs? And I'm like, they're away. And I'm like, argue with me about it. I dare you. But like, for someone to say, oh, hey, my dog doesn't like people or my dog doesn't like new things. They're in a crate. They're put away. If you then start pushing the issue, that's just not a nice thing to do. They've made their decision. This is not your dog. This is not your decision. So even if you would handle the situation differently or you did in the past with another dog, I don't care.
Mind your business.
That's mind your business. That is their dog, their choice, their training plan. And maybe it's not even a training plan. Maybe it's a management plan because they can't get into training or they can't afford training or they've tried training and that hasn't worked. And this is what's working and it's keeping everyone safe. And you pressuring them because you just think you know better than that person,
again,
that dog in that situation doesn't help anyone.
And even if you're not pressing in the sense of like you're trying to press really hard or whatever, again, especially when we talk about this is a lot of time with like our family or our loved ones or our friends and stuff, it can be so hard to defend your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hard to do it, and then to defend it is just a whole other thing. And like
mm-hmm.
again, you may not be coming at it from like I'm looking to attack you for this decision, or I think crates are abuse, or oh, I need to pet your dog because I love your dog. Maybe you are coming at it from a more neutral standpoint, like you think just mentioning it or saying it won't hurt, or like oh, I can test it out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just leave it be. If that's the choice they made, that's the choice they've made.
Yeah. In Ins and Out, we talked about like, hey, this is the year where we're not taking unsolicited advice. And it's also the year we're not giving unsolicited. Yeah. So, you know, if they've made their decision, let's just accept their decision at
and
face value.
Especially if we're looking at like those situations where like maybe you were friends with the dog once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Maybe you saw the dog when it was puppy. Maybe you were friends with it a while ago. Cool. If that is the choice that owner has come to, or if that's the situation that they're in currently, maybe they've just had some, it doesn't matter. You just gotta let it be.
And this also goes, and like, let's say you go to somebody's house and they put their dog away. That's one thing. That's actually, I think people get more stressed out defending it because they're like in their house, whatever. But it's also people get pushier once they can see the dog.
Yes.
So if you're walking down the street and that dog looks real cute and that's fine. If you walk up to them and you go, hey, can I pet your dog? And they say no. They don't need to follow that up. Again, yeah. No is a complete sentence, so that's a choice. But then I'm also like, if you then go, oh, but dogs love me, again, that means you're not the person that gets to pet that dog. But second off, if you're looking at the dog, and in your 3 dogs worth of experience, you're like, wow, this dog looks really excited to see me, and you're going, oh, but they're super excited. Okay, first off, maybe they're not, and you're reading the situation wrong, but maybe they are, and that person is working on the dog not getting super excited over people. Maybe yes. Their standards for behavior are different than yours, and that they're not going to allow their dog to launch to the end of the leash and continue jumping on you, and that's not something that they think the dog should be reinforced for. And that's fine. That's their choice. There are some people that are going to be like, that's fine, and there are some people that are not. So even if you walk up to a dog and the dog looks friendly and is acting friendly and actually is friendly, even if the dog is friendly, this is your friend's dog, you've met it before. If you walk up to them in a park and this is a dog that you've met before and they still say, hey, don't pet my dog.
Don't pet
the dog. Like, just don't. So just like follow instructions. Ask polite. If you want to ask politely, that's cool. But if you ask politely, you also need to understand that when you ask, the answer can be no.
Absolutely.
And that's not a slight against you. That's not a personal offense against you. But it's also not a slight against the dog or the owner.
No.
Right? They could be dealing with a health issue. They could be dealing with overexcitement. They could just be trying to train their dog. But they also could have a dog that looks real excited that also does other things when you pet it that maybe don't involve the dog really loving to see you. And if you end up disregarding that owner mm-hmm. and getting bit, and that dog goes, hey, I'm now adding to my bite count. Like, the owner told you not to.
Yeah.
Several times in the last month, we've had assessments where we question everybody and we go, hey, so how did this incident happen? And we've had multiple owners go, well, I told them not to, and then.
Yeah.
I told them, and then I put them behind a barrier, and then. I closed the door, and then. The dog was in a crate, locked in a crate.
And then.
And then the person thought, you know what I should do? I should open the crate. The dog is in a crate being left alone. And you know what? I felt bad for the puppy, so I left it. Yeah, don't open anyone else's crate. That is
not your dog. Don't open the crate.
That's not rude. That's wrong.
That's just impersonal.
Actually,
that's just a PSA in itself to everyone ever.
Yeah.
Don't open a crate.
Don't open a crate that isn't your crate.
And your dog. Fun fact.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. Yeah. So one of the things is like follow instructions, but also the first instruction that you're given, if it's yes, you can or no, you can't, follow that. And if they say no, the dog's in another room, or no, you can't pet the dog, no matter what the dog is doing, listen to the owner.
Yeah.
So the other thing you can do is, because a lot of people are struggling with their dog and the dog's like, let's say it's being fairly reactive, it's having a moment. Oh my God, you walk up to your friend and they have their dog. If they are struggling to manage their dog, what you don't need to do is continue trying to ask them to do stuff, but also try and give them advice. You don't need to give them advice when their dog is like either yelling at the end of a leash or trying to run backwards or like peeing and fleeing and pulling and things. You actually could just wait it out. You know, you probably have a phone. You could pull it out and just look at your phone and be like, you know what is a really, really nice thing to do is if someone walks up to you while you're trying to manage your dog that's going nuts, if I look up and that person's just got their hand, I'm like, no, I'm gonna just check Facebook for the next 5 minutes. Yep. Well, you deal with that. That takes the pressure off.
Yes.
You could literally just be like, actually, and I'm gonna step over there for 5 minutes.
Like if
you really don't need to help.
If you're like, wow, walking by and you're like, wow, that like my friend has a reactive dog and oh my gosh, a dog jumped out of nowhere and now it's going off. You don't have to help. Like, your version of help could just literally just stand to the side and just, like, chill. Mm-hmm. Just hang out. Which I know is hard, and I know sometimes you feel like you can step in. Maybe you should try and do something or offer help or advice or, like, physically help or whatever it is.
And I think some people step in and go, what do you want me to do? Here's the thing. There are going to be moments if someone's training a dog that is really struggling where, yes, a person is a very helpful training tool that can follow instructions. But generally, you want to tee up with that person before the training session starts, tell them exactly what they should do. And then when we go get the dog, we go, okay, this is what you do. If you're in the situation and you're like, I don't know what to do. So, you know what? They're a little busy. So asking is good. We love that you're asking, but it's not the moment. The moment for it to be a training scenario, for it to be rescued and be a training scenario, is over. Now it is a management scenario, and your friend or your person or your relative is managing that. They don't also want to manage another human.
Yeah.
So you could just step, you're never harmed by stepping back 5 feet, pulling out your phone.
Just waiting.
And waiting for three minutes.
That's totally fine too.
Go scroll Instagram. You're fine.
Yeah.
Wait until they can focus.
And like, we know that's hard. Like, it's hard to sometimes just watch and then like a reaction happen or a moment happen with a dog or whatever it is. But like, it doesn't help to actually step in there. A lot of times it can actually hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So love the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Take it a step back.
Yeah, yeah. And so let's say like you're walking along and you have your dog and your dog is lovely
boy,
and non-reactive. Good dog, good boy, nice girl. Yeah, you have the dog on Santa's nice list.
We love that.
That's amazing. We've never met those, but we love them. We hear they exist.
I don't believe it, but sure.
I own one that could be on Santa's nice list.
Oh, well,
Jack.
Fine.
He's an angel. He's an angel in dog form. Right. Sorry. So let's say you're walking along with your angel dog. That's lovely. And you're coming along a person that is struggling with their dog. One of the things you could do is, let's say, not let it off leash, let it run up to them. The most useless phrase in the world next to "dogs love me" is my dog is friendly. All dogs love him too. I'm like,
my dog is friendly. I don't care.
No.
As someone who has been in that situation more often than not, like of all the things that have occurred,
I have been
in that situation where like I'm running with my dog on leash or I'm walking my dog. And again, the trails around the forest are like lots of people let their dog off leash. And I actually don't have an issue with that at all. Because that's actually fine. I will say a majority of the time people are pretty good about recalling their dog and like chilling.
Yeah.
But the odd person will not. They won't recall their dog. And they just, their response to that after, because again, I am at the point where I don't leave it. I don't go and see. I will yell from 30 feet back, my dog's aggressive, recall your dog, because like, I don't care. But like, their excuse or like their reasoning is, my dog's friendly. My dog's okay. Love that for you. Love that you have a great dog. I love that.
And or energy. I love that you think that.
I love that you think that. That's most of the time.
That's actually what it actually
that is what it is. I love that you think that. I love it if you have it. However, mine isn't. So this is about common respect, common courtesy. Recall your dog if it's an off leash. If it's on a flexi, fucking get rid of
hit
the flexi.
That button.
Actually, just like get rid of the fucking flexi.
I can deal with the flexis. No. I cannot. Yeah, I know you are like no. Absolutely not. I think you've almost been taken out by a few.
But like,
I don't mind as long as you start reeling that in.
You start reeling your fish in on your flexi.
Yeah, I was going to say, go watch some fishing TikToks and you're going to learn how to reel
in
that big one in.
Reel in your dog. Recall your dog and leash them. If it's just even on a leash, even if you really want to look at being above and above and beyond kind, like just flip them to the other, like have them walk on the outside. Just again, you don't have to modify really anything you're doing. Just don't pause and linger. Mm-hmm. That's sometimes annoying. Recall your dog if it's off leash. Put it in place and just keep on going.
There is something to be said for being like, okay, if your dog is not off leash and you know you're walking past someone and their dog is having you can just give them some space.
Yep.
Give them some space. Put your dog on the other side. For the love of God, put your dog on the outside. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, because you do point out that sometimes I say things, that means that the dog is not on the side that the stimulus is on. So if
that's
there's
closest
a dog
to the
freaking
dog.
Out. On your left side, that means you need to put the dog on your right side, right? You need to put the dog so that you are in between the new thing that the dog could be distracted by, or the thing that could distract your dog.
Yeah.
And you just need to put your dog on the outside. That is a nice common courtesy to do.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that says that you can't, like, I wouldn't change your pace. I wouldn't pick up. God love, I've heard couple clients come in and be like, oh yeah, as I was walking along on the other side of the street, there was like a person with a dog and they saw us and our dog was freaking out, so they stopped behind a parked car. Behind a parked car while they were going, and then the dog was just like, okay, yeah, they kind of hid. Now, I have a feeling that dog probably was reactive and they were holding,
they were
waiting there so that their dog...
Take cover.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, that's something. But I'm also like, just give some space, keep going, and stay super calm and super chill. And there's nothing that says you have to yell at anybody, and there's nothing that says you have to try and get you. Again, you do not need to give unsolicited advice.
Please don't.
But there's something to be said for just like acknowledging it, kind of giving the nod, putting your dog on the other side and being like, okay, let's go. Like,
yep.
That's the nicest thing you can do.
Yes.
Right? Wanna, like, everybody wants to know how they should interact with a dog that they're not sure about. And if you are, like, interacting with a friend or a relative and their dog isn't maybe as well-trained as they think they are.
Yeah.
Again, you're not there to train the dog. Yeah. That's not your
job. It's okay to not interact with the dog. Yeah,
the best thing you can do a lot of times with dogs is just to not interact
with them. If anybody in the picture is unsure, if the dog seems unsure, if the owners seem unsure, if you're unsure, that's okay.
Yeah, and this is not for the love of God, we're not crouching down and offering hands and turning away and trying to...
feed the dog. Oh, like, my God.
Just okay. Be like, oh, your dog seems uncomfortable. I'm good.
Because it really sucks. But the reality is a lot of people either don't know how to read their own dog
mm-hmm.
or they're unsure themselves and everybody hopes for the best. Because mm-hmm. that is the reality of the situation, right?
And the other thing is, so if you've trained your dog
mm-hmm.
and your dog did have big issues and they're dealing with issues, again, we're not looking to give unsolicited advice. So if you are going to see a friend and they... because this happens a lot, because dog training is an unregulated industry.
Ugh.
And let's say they've been giving bad advice by their trainer. And they're saying, do something that you have an inkling might not be a great thing to do or that might not be good with that dog. Again, doing nothing is actually the best builder.
Mm-hmm.
If they're like, oh, I want you to like, you know, roll on the floor and reach out a hand and crouch and look to the left and be like, or give them this food and that food. You could also just be like, I'm actually like slightly uncomfortable.
It's okay to say no on that end.
Yeah, it's also okay for you to say no and just be like, I'm good. I don't have to be friends with your dog.
Like, you don't have to say anything about it, but just like, yeah, no.
You just be like, I don't really feel comfortable with that. Like, if your dog's uncomfortable, I don't want to make it more uncomfortable. Yep. Or I don't want to be friends with dogs. Like,
yep.
I train dogs. I don't want to be friends with dogs that are strange dogs. I'm like, dogs. They're living their life. If I walk in and somebody's dog is uncomfortable, the first thing I do is not pet it. The first thing I do is not try and be friends with it. And the amount of people that come here that have done multiple training programs or dealt with other situations that they think the first thing I'm going to do is touch their dog is absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Because they've gone, well, I've seen a bunch of other trainers and the first thing they did was like take my dog or pet my dog or do the thing. And I'm like, that would be why your dog has bit four feelings. Trainers. Yeah, it might be why your dog has feelings, bro. So one of the things you can do is if you're in a situation where you're actually being told to do something, but you're like, for a friend or relative vibes. Dog. Yeah, and you're just like, this gives me bad vibes. You can just opt out and just be neutral.
Yep.
You don't have to be like, I'm not participating in this. This is horrific. I'm going to leave. You could just be like, you know what? I'm allergic to dogs. That's fine.
Yeah.
I tell people to say they're allergic to dogs all the time. But if you have a dog, it's a little bit hard to get around.
Yeah.
But also, you can just be like, I'm good.
It's a no from me.
No, I'm good.
It's good. We're setting boundaries.
Yeah.
On everyone's ends.
Yeah, you can just be like, strange dogs make me nervous.
Yeah.
That's fine, because that's probably what's happening. So one of the things is like, yeah, people see people with dogs struggling and they're not sure what to do. And I'm like, you can... honestly, just do nothing. You can back up and wait and let them deal with the situation. You can not force yourself on a dog. And when someone does say, this is the choice I've made for the dog, you can just allow that to be the choice.
Yeah.
You do not have to insert yourself into their training plan.
If you would like a dog to train and do things with...
call us. We'll give you our address. Have a good day. Wonderful.
Like, yeah.
Everybody thinks they want to train the dog until it goes real bad.
Well, you don't have to train the dog.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're not there to train the dog. You're, like, there to see your friend.
Yeah.
You're not there to train the dog. You're there to have Christmas dinner with your aunt.
Because that also goes with, like, thing. I also believe that people should also have a better idea of that. Like, trainers should never tell people, like, oh, like, find a friend to help you with this. Or just,
that's a personal belief here where we go, there's a stage for that.
Sure.
But it's not steps 1 through 15. Not plan A through Q. That's plan W.
I hate it. And again, I also know a lot of the time it just comes from a place of like, we don't know better, which mm-hmm. is you don't know what you don't know, and that's fine. But I also don't like it when we put a lot of the onus on other people. Like,
yeah.
oh, my dog is completely loose and completely free, and you come in the house, but it's... And even if it's super nice, like, let's say it's a puppy, it's mm-hmm. just really jumping and excited. But they want to work on that, but their version of working on that is telling every guest... getting you to work on saying, it. Just ignore them. Okay, but here's a handful of food. Now can you ask for them for a sit? And while this dog is just loose and jumping on them. Like, that to me isn't cool. It's not good advice if a trainer gives it to you, but I also don't think, like, as an owner, if you want to work on things like that... You shouldn't put the onus on other people to help you with that.
No, it's not their job to train your dog.
The plan should not be relying on other people, which sounds cynical, but it shouldn't be.
But it also should be, the plan shouldn't be relying on other people because, okay, let's just say that person is willing. What if they're not able?
Mm-hmm.
Their timing is poor. They don't know what they're doing. They have different standards for you. Like, you're like, please don't pet my dog while it's jumping, and then it's jumping, and it... half has 4 feet on the floor briefly, so they go, I'll pet it, and then it's jumping again. Maybe they just don't understand your criteria. Maybe they have different criteria. Or those assholes that then the puppy's running at them jumping, and they go, you're going here, give my dog treats so that it sits, and they go, no, I've got this, and they, like, scruff the puppy.
Oh, yeah.
And go, that's hey.
Different level,
and
yeah.
they're like, oh, I'll my trainer taught me to knee the dog. Okay. Listen, they're fucking like, Caesar.
Yeah,
calm
there's
down.
Some ideas thrown out.
Yeah, there's lots of ideas that other people, if you're putting, so keep in mind, so let's say you want to put the onus on other people to train their dog, you need to accept that a lot of times other people are shitty trainers. They're going to have so different standards than you. They're going to not know what they're doing. They're going to do different things than you ask them to do because you have given them zero instruction besides, can you please try to do this? Well, the dog is completely
you're
loose.
You're all flying blind.
Yeah.
And there's a little...
Everyone's flying blind and they're betting this dog's safety, sanity, and future training on... I wouldn't even say flipping a coin. I would say rolling like a 20-sided dice.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there's just so many ways
just
that could go
wrong. It's an interesting choice, you know?
It's an interesting life choice that we say don't do that. Do not recommend. Zero out of 10. It's out.
Yeah.
It is out for 2024. Yeah. Other than that, what is it?
I would say, like, looking at, like, the final stages, if you happen to have one of those lucky boy angel dogs...
Mm-hmm.
And you were, let's say you had a sister or something that like, was 100%. Really struggling and maybe they've been training a long 100%. Time and like
I see where you're
now they're 100%. At the point where like they're not in the steps 1 through 4 of training. They are practicing lots and now they need help in the sense of, can you take your angel boy dog and just go sit on your driveway and do nothing with your dog?
Beautiful.
While I walk past it.
Now we're at the point where we can use you.
Can
100%.
I? And like you just chill with your dog and I'm just going to use you mm-hmm. as literally a fixed distraction.
If your dog is so good that you think you can use it to help someone's dog, chances are we are going to ask you to use it in the sense of, can you keep your dog to just lay down over there?
Can you help me proof my training? Which just means you just stand there and I'm going to walk around it.
Yeah. If you have a real nice dog, I'm never going to say, hey, your dog, we're going to get your dog to play with this dog. No.
Or
I want you to just, if you have a real nice dog that you think can help, can it just exist over there with you?
Can it?
Great.
You have a really nice boy dog. Can you bring your dog over for coffee and you just put your dog over there and sit with it on a leash and I'm just going to have my dog over here on a tie back and we're all just going to sit down and have coffee?
My favorite question is when people get far enough in training, I go, do you know anyone with a trained dog? And everyone's first, especially if there's two people, someone will go, yes, and the other person will go, no.
Or I usually get silence. I get
5 seconds of silence.
I go, because my favorite sometimes way I ask it, which is both sometimes on purpose, sometimes I just forget my line of questioning, where I just go, okay, do you know anyone with a dog?
Yep.
And they'll go, yes. And then I go,
wait,
do you know anyone with a dog that like you'd consider like trained?
Yeah.
And then that's usually no. And then I go, do you know anyone with a dog that's like literally just like old and like doesn't do much and like could literally, because usually at that point I've pulled out a demo dog or two like and has I've done it where like this demo dog is just literally on a tie back and on a bed
in the corner
passed out. I'm like, do you have anyone that could literally just hold their dog on a leash and it'll do kind of like something like this if they're sitting on their driveway or something? And it takes a bit of thinking. And sometimes, though, I really like it because usually
I know one ancient dog.
I was gonna say my parents have a lab.
Yeah, my parents have a 12-year-old lab.
And I'm like, That's our ringer. Bring them in.
So I love when I go, do you know anyone with a trained dog? And there's like 5 seconds of silence. And then they go, yeah. And then I just wait and I look at them and I go, do you know anyone with a dog that I think would be trained?
Oh,
and
then they go, you ask that.
Oh, no. Because then they go, well, yeah, like they'll walk this. And that's when I pull out, okay, so you see that dog in the park. Do you know anyone with a dog that could do that? Like a person could hold a leash and the dog would just lay there. But honestly, I don't trust people. So like, do you know anyone that owns a dog that you could just like, like tie to a fence post and put the owner in a chair next to it and it will just sit there and like chew a toy, sit there, take a nap, whatever. And that's when almost everyone goes, no. When I go, okay, so you think it's trained. If they brought it in here, would I think it's trained? Everyone looks at the other person and then looks at me and goes, oh, no.
I really like, especially when there's two people, when the question is asked and then they go, one of them will go, yeah. And then the other person looks at them like, what the fuck are like, you on? Who? And then they go, Gizmo. And then the other like, person goes like, yeah. Like, I've seen that direct interaction so many times. I'm just like, yes. Who the fuck are you talking about? They whisper, Fido. Okay.
Yeah, always that.
Or like they go, go, but like, nah, what about when it killed that dog? And like, you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I mean, it only kills cats. Right. Okay. But okay. And you know what? Cat Gizmo killing doesn't mean it's not a trained dog. One, Gizmo's not killing cats. Can Gizmo lay on a bed in the corner and not move around dogs? And they're like, oh yeah. I'm like, perfect. Great.
I don't even have the standard of like, not even like, you don't even have to not move. Can you just like not yell at that dog while that dog's walking by? Like anything?
And, or do you know a human, even if the dog's trained, can the human hold the leash and not let go?
And that's a different one too.
So that's it. There's so.
And we do understand that's, whew,
when we ask a question, we actually have about rare. 6 follow-up questions every single time. Cause everybody will go, absolutely, to any, we'll be like, Ken, do you know this? And they'll be like, absolutely. Yes. And I will.
That confidence starts to waver four questions down.
The more confident the answer, the more questions we will ask, because now almost no one says yes. So if I go, hey, can your dog crate? And you look at me suspiciously and go, yeah, it can. I go, probably good. If I go, can your dog crate? And they go, yeah, absolutely. I go, oh, beautiful. Okay, when was the last time it was in a crate?
What kind of crate?
What kind
was the door closed?
Were you home? Were you away? Is there another dog in the crate? So many follow-up questions, actually, when confidence is presented to us. But yeah, so those are a couple of that. We'll say that's a PSA.
Yeah.
That's a PSA for people with the good boys of the world. Yeah, if you have a nice dog and you just are a nice person that wants to help people with their dog, try just ignoring their dog. Try just trusting their answer the first time they give it to you. Try, like, if you want to help and you want to be like, you could offer up and be like, hey, I have a good dog whenever that can like sit in a corner and I'll
train around me.
If you ever want me to come help you train, and just, or if you ever want
like a distraction
dog, you let me know. It'd be great training for, because then you can also throw in, it'd be great training for me too, so that they don't feel like you're just bringing your dog out.
You're showing off your angel boy, good genetic. It's fucking.
Yeah. We love that you own a lab.
I love that. I love that you own a dog park dog, but I don't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I get it. You're helping. Sorry.
But you can also be like, actually, that'd be great training for my dog too. If I can just like be a distraction at any point, you let me know. Yeah. And I can do that. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And again,
never, ever, ever say the words, but my dog is friendly.
And also, your big hatred is, my dog is friendly.
I don't like it.
My big hatred is, but dogs love me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll hit you for that one. I'll hit you for mine.
I don't care. Like, that's just such, because it's just such a wild response to any, like, first off, anything that I've said. Like, if I say my dog is aggressive, but mine's friendly. Okay, mine will cancel out yours, my friend.
Yeah.
My dog's teeth.
If I say my dog's actually human aggressive and you go, but dogs love me, I go, he's going to love biting you.
Right. Like, okay. And also, first off, then also, I didn't ask. Like, I didn't. This isn't a personality first date of,
I actually, outside of my job.
My dog is aggressive, a Pisces, and likes walks on the beach. You go, no, I'm saying my dog will kill your dog. Period. Done. Yeah. Recall your fucking dog. My dog isn't going to kill you based on if your dog is friendly, but if your dog is mean, it will. Or if your dog is aggressive, two wrongs make a right. No. No.
Like, if your dog is also a Capricorn, it doesn't matter. And also, if you're
saying it in any other situation, too, like, my dog's friendly, I don't care. Stop saying it. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, you're probably not right.
And also, it's not impressive.
No.
My dog's smart. That's pretty cool. My dog knows things. That's cool.
My dog red, can do things. Awesome. My dog's blonde and my long dog hair. Can
drive. Did you hear about this in New Zealand?
No.
Maybe we wrap with this.
Okay.
Circle back.
What happened?
There's a company in New Zealand that is teaching dogs to drive.
Oh, I'm so invested. I shit you not.
They spent like...
What type of dog?
Like...
Mix? Ooh. Difference.
They spend like however many weeks in a simulator where literally... Set up with I'm gonna machine. Google this. And then there was the clip of like the dog is in the fucking car and there's a person almost like luring the dog to drive. It's crazy. I want to do it. Was a very brief video I watched on it, but I would really love to do a deep dive on this because what the fuck do you mean you're teaching dogs to drive? I love that.
So that's amazing.
But that's pretty cool. But that's like, yeah, you cool. Tell me, listen, you're going to shout any fun fact at me while your dog is wildly loose running at me. You shout that at me, you know what?
Shout some lottery numbers, bro. You know what, that'll be more useful.
I will, no, honestly, if you tell me, if your dog's running at mine, I'm running with my dog on a leash and your dog is loose and having fun, and you say the words, well, my dog can drive a car. You know what? I'll stop my dog from killing yours. I do want to hear what you have to say, actually, because what do you mean?
I am suddenly actually so invested.
However, if you're saying my dog's friendly, ooh, now I'm at the point in my life, in my career, in my era that I don't care. Oakley, kill it.
Yeah.
Is that rude? Will that get me sued?
Yeah, it is. Okay. 100% it will.
Edit that out.
All right. Haley. Well, I don't think she will.
Oh.
You're entering your 2024. I don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't think you're going to get sued because you have great control on Oakley. You're going to tell her not to. I
actually would never let it happen.
I was going to say, you'll never let her kill anything. No. As much as you threaten it, you have so much control on that dog. And Oakley knows that she is not allowed to kill stuff. I know. No. You spent a long time being like, Oakley, don't kill stuff.
Yeah, but I also spent a lot of time saying, maybe do you want to play ball? And she said, no.
Yeah, and then today she went, oh my God, Sienna, I love this one ball briefly for 5 minutes.
It's almost like she was like, have you seen a ball? Because she found it, because I was using it for other training. So then she found it, got wicked excited.
And you would have left it like, there out because who it's not the fuck like cares she's going to eat ball? It. Yeah. She's never going to use it. And then she's did.
Like, but mom, did you know?
I'm telling you, dogs go, you went, Oakley will never play ball. And she went, I will never, like I've never before.
She went, guys, I think I have a really good idea. These little spherical things, dogs are going to love these. This is a golden ticket idea, guys. And then I actually just watched for a bit. I was like, okay. And then she ran into this fun. Anyway.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Okay. Do we have to end it on anything else?
I don't know. Do you have a pack walk question?
I never got an answer to my initial question.
What was your initial question?
What's wrong with jaywalking? Like, why is that a crime?
Oh. Because, like, I think maybe because drivers don't expect you to pop out. Like, just at least if they've provided crosswalk areas, then drivers are like, I need to make sure. But, like,
just look both ways before you cross the street. I don't understand, though. The person doing it gets in trouble. But, like, just look before you cross.
I don't know. This is a thing I think you'd have to Google. I live on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere.
Have
so
you
I'm
ever
not...
tried to Google anything to do with like crime and laws?
No, not really.
They make it really hard to just find a straightforward fucking answer.
maybe this is actually how you're going to get answers to law questions is you're going to put them at the end of this podcast and that will be the question associated with the podcast. And then people will be like,
I do know, like I'm bad at Googling. Like I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that. However, anything to do with, like, laws, peace officers, tickets, driving, not even driving, crime in general, laws, regulations, anything. Can you do this legally? Like, it's just such a shit show. You can't get a straightforward answer, and you certainly can't ever get a straightforward answer from someone of, like, not just Joe Blow on a Reddit. Like if I want a straightforward answer, I prefer it from either a lawyer or a police officer, but I can't seem to get that. It's very impossible. So I just, whenever I have a crime related question, I either write it down, but most of the time I either ask you, sometimes I ask Galen.
I really think that we should start. First off, I think we should start taking dog questions like this, because people are, you're asking this about law stuff and you're like, I can't get a straightforward answer. You've seen people ask dog questions and they can't get a straightforward answer. So I think people should,
we could help leaving, people get yeah. straightforward answers about dogs.
Yeah. Ask just random questions in comments that on any of our social
media. Oh my God, please do.
We'll start to make our social medias more active, and you can leave comments where we'll actually answer like straightforward questions.
And even if we don't answer on social media, we're most likely to actually answer just on this.
Yeah.
Like you, yeah, somebody randomly sent a message into our Instagram. Neither of us responded, but we brought it up and talked about it on air. Oh, absolutely. So that's why I'm like, even if you drop a comment somewhere, or because trust me, I shouldn't admit this, but we do see it. Like if you put a comment somewhere, if you have messages, we do see it.
To be clear, I don't, but she does.
I for sure do.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes
though, I want to respond.
I don't.
I want to respond.
You shut all my notifications off for everything. And that
has been the best decision, and I stand by that.
You guys made a really good call there. You
shouldn't have that.
Yeah, you made a good call there. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree. But it also, like, I'm never now invested enough to ever go back and, like, find comments or read comments.
But it's just it gets sometimes put in a little box, and then the box gets lost. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, yeah. Question, if you're like,
listen, we can't provide.
I've tried Googling how to do this with my dog, and nobody can give me a straightforward fucking answer, because that's how I feel about crime.
Yeah. So, first off, if you have a straightforward answer to why you shouldn't jaywalk, please, please put
it. If you are a lawyer, a police officer, a lawyer, a police officer, or.
By law?
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
Yeah.
Someone who makes laws.
Right. Yeah. All of that. You can send us a message, and Sienna will be deeply grateful. But if you also have random questions, that, you know, that'll give us ideas for segments.
We love that.
Because I don't have any. I don't make content because I go, no one wants to hear this. I still want to
sort dogs into Harry Potter houses. I think you'd be into
like that. Our dogs?
Sure.
I love that.
Can we do that right
now? I'm now suddenly so invested. No, I'm going to have to think about this. This is going to be a thinker.
Really?
Yeah, well, you haven't read the books, so you don't get as much of an opinion. I have read
some of the books.
I have so much judgment.
I am trying.
You are, and I actually deeply appreciate that you are trying.
And I've watched all the movies a lot.
Okay, yeah. That's true. And that's better than not, which I will say and I will admit. But like, right.
And I've been to Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
And I've been to the Harry Potter Museum in London.
That's
a lot of Harry Potter.
Yeah, you need to keep reading those books, though. Keep reading the books. I have so much faith. But yeah, send us messages, though.
Yeah.
And be like, hey.
Do it. Hey.
Questions.
What is on our Patreon? What is it?
I don't know. I made it like 4, 5, 6 months ago. A long amount of time ago.
Okay.
I want to say it was a short amount of time ago, but I know that probably is inaccurate. I feel like it was summer sometime. But then...
I feel like the birds were chirping.
I feel like I told you about it. I feel
like Venus was in retrograde at the time, so... And is it a Patreon for this podcast, or is it a Patreon for Beta Dog?
I feel like it's for this podcast, but you should click on the link and find out, because I don't know. I don't know, man. I know we have one now, because you really had me doubting it there where I went, hey, because I was all set to be like, you said 2024, we're kind of going to try and get a sponsor.
Just a
sponsor for an episode.
I would really like to.
Yeah, I know. And you said that, and and that's what actually made me remember. I was like, you were like, 2024, this is a goal. And I was like, I love goals. And then I remembered that like we did have... Like, I set all that up, and then I just didn't tell anyone about it. It's much like everything else I do. But I thought I had told you.
I remember you mentioning something about we buy a coffee or buy me a coffee. Patreon.
I did them at the same time, so I don't know why I would have told you about one and not the other. I actually think I may have done another one at the same time, but it wasn't going out well. But I don't know. I should check the link tree. And see what I made. Now, I will say at least 80 or 90% of the time when clients ask me about the podcast, I remember the name of it.
I will. Yeah. I have noticed that.
Yes, there's a podcast link on here. Oh, I have the Open Farm food link.
Live?
Link. Because, well, I have an Open Farm code, but I don't know what it is. It's probably
a link. I don't know your code.
Oh, well.
What's your code?
I don't know. You should look at
the link. No, you should know that. You should know that off the top of your head, because usually it's something like Steph 10, Beta 10.
Yeah, it's something. I think it's something right. with Steph
No, in I it. Know it's something like that, but you should just know that, because that's how you plug any code any ever.
Yeah, I don't normally have codes, though.
Right, you have one code. I think you can keep track of that. Or at the very least, maybe.
That's probably again. True.
Tell me.
What? Oh, yeah. No, like you again, should go through the email tell and me. Find
I
it.
Guess, you know what I'll do tonight? Maybe go through the link tree. I bet you I'm going to find something.
Honestly, so the link tree is a good start, but you should also maybe go through the email, because people send me stuff and I agree to it and then I just don't do it. Oh, look, the trainer seminar's in here. But is it? I'll bet you it's for the last one, though.
Well,
we don't. Oh, yeah. It looks like the link is dead. Hold on.
We don't wait. Have a. Well, shouldn't it just take you to the
application? No, it takes me to the website. Yeah, it takes you to our website.
Because
we
don't have one for the dates currently, because we don't have dates.
Oh, Ferns is in here. We support Ferns Acres. It's Tara's sanctuary. Everybody should go you give know, her money.
One day.
Dixon's company's in here.
Yep.
Get kay. Dog gear.
Okay.
He makes We're stuff.
We're done.
I'm going to get better at this.
No.
Well, I'm going to get better at telling you.
Thank you. That's all I ask. That's all I want.
I'm going to get better at this. Because you don't think I can, I'm going to.
I never said I don't think you can.
Your face said it.
No, actually. My face is annoyed.
Yeah, that's why I know your face is saying it. That's a whole lot of... That was so made of expression. This is why... Okay, so we did film it. God knows if we'll ever actually release it.
And it could have died by now. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'll check it when I get up.
Oh.
That's too far right now. It's like 4 feet away. That's what I was really invested briefly in filming this, because I now watch one. Closer. I now watch one podcast. We'll listen to one podcast. Watch one podcast. Whatever. And I was like, oh, I understand why people would watch this. And then I actually became immediately uninvested in it and almost didn't film it. And honestly, as I set it up, I did make sure you were in focus. I didn't actually make sure I was. So I don't know if I'm in there. We're like about to find out.
You said in focus. Do you mean in frame? That's like, are you even in frame?
I don't know, but your camera's pretty. It's got a wide lens.
No, it doesn't. That's but anyway, okay, cool.
We did good. Send us questions so that we can answer stuff. I think you did great. The moral of the story is, don't do things people don't tell you to do.
Amen.
That's the whole thing. Wow, what an episode.
Hey,
do you want to go get peed on by a bunch of puppies?
No.
Do you want me to go out and get peed on by a bunch of puppies? Okay.
Okay.
I'll help with puppies and you help with the new screaming shepherd. Because you always got to have a new screaming shepherd.
Yeah, that's just life.
Yeah. We were almost out of screaming shepherds briefly.
There really was a scare there.
Yeah, there was like 36 hours where there was no screaming shepherd.
That was like that sugar shortage. I was nervous for a sec.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it resolved itself.
Yeah, it did. Although, I think the sugar workers are still on strike.
No, didn't they fix it?
Oh, I thought I'll Google this.
Like, did they go on another strike?
No, I thought they were still on strike.
No, they're pretty sure they've resolved it.
All right, well, we need to Google this too.
Okay.
Okay, bye. We have things to do.